All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here, and as usual, I am your podcaster. How are you doing? Hope you are doing gorgeous or handsome. And it's a sunny day for the first time here for at least a few weeks. So it is a nice transition towards the spring. Okay, what am I going to podcast today? Well, let me see here. What about the first day of issue, Rise of the Spirit of Independence? That's what it said on the stamp. And as usual, this was written by Rexford A. Bristol from the Foxborough Company. And this was from April 13, 1973. Mr. Jean Lubriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc. Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Lubriere, try to think back 200 years back to colonial America. Travel on land was primitive. The obigus horse, or a man's own buckskin covered legs were the sole means. Communication didn't fare much better. In early America, the communication, open and close parenthesis, network was built around occasional flyers, pamphlets, or often badly scrambled word-of-mouth reporting. Second paragraph, more trusted were wall broadsides. Prior to newspapers, the colonists depended on these for official postings. Broadsides also came into use in support of the Rise of the Spirit of Independence. That's anyway, the Rise of the Spirit of Independence is on open and close parenthesis. Subject of the accompanying stamp, second in this year's observance of the bicentennial of the American Revolution. Next paragraph, most certainly, no one in the 1700, not even shrewd, far-seeing Ben Franklin, printer, editor, and publisher himself, could have predicted the phenomenal growth of America's present-day newspaper. In addition to reliable, on-the-spot news coverage, excluding perhaps even events impinging on the political scene, the press today offers expert and informed commentary on just about every aspect of modern living, from the complexities of life in the inner cities to taxing problem of the burgeoning suburbs. Next paragraph. Foxborough makes the headline in this situation by assisting in the manufacture of newsprint. As you know, newsprint is the machine finish stock created from wood pulp, which is used in printing newspapers. Foxborough supplies more instruments and controls to paper manufacturers, including those making newsprint, than to do any of our respected competition. Not a boast, merely a case of accuracy in reporting. Last paragraph. A final item before this goes to press. Local newspapers, please copy. We have been doing these things continuously here at Foxborough for over 60 years. Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Committees. So this is my podcast for today. And if you are listening, thank you so much. And come back again. Bye.